Many people have heard of it, even if the only one of its tunes they can hum is the Ride of the Valkyries, made famous, or rather infamous in our time, by its use in Francis Ford Coppola's film Apocalypse Now. Nobody would deny that composing The Ring was a heroic achievement. It took Wagner around 25 years to complete it, 11 of which he spent in political exile, when the chances of it ever getting performed must have looked pretty slim. But The Ring has also acquired a definite aura of notoriety. There's a deeply ingrained idea that listening to it requires a fair amount of heroism too. To hear The Ring complete, you have to be prepared to sit through something like 15 hours of music on 4 separate days. And what music it is! Powerful, intense, turbulent, and richly sensuous. It's delivered by an enormous colour-enhanced orchestra with a particularly weighty brass section. At the same time, there's the complex, elaborate plot, with a wealth of symbolism and plenty of strongly drawn characters, each one apparently carrying a weight of historical and personal baggage. Reading a synopsis of The Ring for the first time can be an intimidating experience. Are we really expected to remember all of this? As if that wasn't enough, the music itself is full of subtle, intricate connections. Wagnerians have drawn up daunting catalogues of the leitmotifs, the sharply distinctive themes Wagner uses in association with people, places, inanimate objects, even ideas. It's not surprising that even some opera lovers feel it's all just a bit too much to take. Mozart, Verdi, even 20th century opera composers like Alban Berg or Benjamin Britten, none of them ever made demands like this. But Wagner wasn't just a great composer. He was a man with strong theatrical instincts. You could say he had the theatre in his blood. His stepfather, and according to some his real father, was an actor called Ludwig Geyer. Wagner was appearing on the stage even as a young boy, and he developed a shrewd instinct for what would and what wouldn't work with a theatre audience. He knew there was no point in trying to appeal to the intellect first. You had to engage the heart. Once you'd done that, the rest would follow. That's one reason why many people find themselves caught up in the Wagnerian experience, even when they haven't fully grasped what's happening on the stage. The music seizes us in a series of great waves and carries us along with it. That's Wotan, chief of the gods, saying farewell to his daughter Brunhilde in Die Walküre, the second of the 4 operas that make up The Ring. Brunhilde has defied Wotan's stern command and enraged him in the process. By divine law, he has to punish her severely. But in his heart, Wotan knows that he's compromised himself, that Brunhilde was right to defy him, and he loves her all the more for it. The music captures all Wotan's feelings with a searing, elemental intensity, unlike anything in opera before. The story that led to this scene may be full of complicated twists and turns.